Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another bite-sized political podcast. Hope you'll enjoy this one. Remember, if you do, don't forget to hit the heart button at the end of it. And if you enjoy the work that we do here, well, you can help that work by buying me a coffee. There's a link below. Or if you want to go to DonorBox, there's also a link below to that as well. So a couple of different options to help you or help to help you for, to give you the opportunity to help us. So leave that thought with you. Okay. Let's get to the topic, which is all about the revelation that Blackpool, which is a football club, their centre forward, Jake Daniels, 17, has become the UK's first male professional footballer to come out as gay since Justin Fashanu in 1990. And he says, "I don't want to live a lie anymore." Now, he came out as gay in a televised interview yesterday afternoon, apparently. In which he revealed his sexual practices. And he's only 17. He's a kid, you know. He's only the second top flight football player to come out. And he made the move in a bid to tackle the scourge of homophobia in the sport. Come on. Does anyone believe that? Does anyone believe he wants to tackle the scourge of homophobia? Okay, let's see what he says. He says he's keen to break the stigma and has become the first openly gay male pro currently in the country, and the second in the world. Only two gay footballers in the world. Who knew? Speaking to in an interview with, surprise, surprise, Sky News, he said, "I just processed and processed every day how I want to do it, how I want to do it. And I know this is the time. The time is now right. I'm ready to tell people about my story." Well, you see, Daniel has been described as an inspiration to us all by Boris Johnson. He's the first Briton in the men's professional game, as I say, to come out as gay since 1990. And he says, "It's been quite a crazy year. I'm 17. I've signed a professional contract. I've scored 30 goals. I've just made my first team debut in the championship, coming off the bench against Peterborough. And I've now decided to come out." Okay. Let's see if we can deconstruct this one, shall we? First of all, can I say, I wish the young man well, as much as I wish all young people well in their given endeavours. He's obviously, a talented footballer, and he's also a very young footballer as well. So it's a short career footballers have, and I hope he will have a good one. However, here's the point. I'm not remotely interested in what his sexual preferences are. I mean, I couldn't care less what he does off the field. And this is where I've got a problem with this. You see, I don't think, as I said, this has got nothing to do with football. This is all about evangelizing for essentially the gay agenda. That's what it's about. And when he makes comments about, or whenever his agent or whoever said it says, you know, he's wanting to tackle the scourge of homophobia. Is that something that a 17-year-old thinks? And what is the scourge of homophobia, by the way? The UK could not be more pro-homosexual at the moment. I mean, we bent over backwards to accommodate the LGBTQ plus agenda, but maybe I could rephrase that. But you know what I'm saying? So I'm saying that I don't think the UK is homophobic. Are there some individuals who are? Yeah, of course there are. But then by the same token, are there some homosexuals who are heterophobic? Yeah, I think there probably are. It's just a big world. But it's the fact that they can't leave things alone. You know, you can't just say, he talks about the fact he scored 30 goals. Great. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what his, you know, vision would be for how he should play and, you know, all the things, technical aspects of football, right? That's relevant. That's what people probably want to know. What does he think Blackpool's chances are going to be? Which teams does he think Blackpool have to look out for? Are there any big teams in the Premier League he'd like to eventually play for? That's the sort of stuff that's interesting. Not what he does off the field, between the sheets, in the privacy of his own bedroom. I don't care. And I bet you don't either. You know, I think most of us on the right, so to speak, in quotation marks, who get demonized for, oh, you're homophobic. No, I just don't care. I believe that your sexual life is it's your private business. and it's up, you know, do what you want as long as it doesn't frighten the horses. Then that's down to you. As I say, I have no interest. For that matter, I don't have any interest in football particularly either, but, well, marginal. But when I see all this, and then Boris Johnson weighing in and saying, it's so inspiring, it's so inspiring, we're going to fight the racist homophobes that take to the football grounds every weekend. You know, come on, come on. And again, this homophobia, I mean, you know, football fans are football fans. Some of them aren't the brightest people I've ever met, but you know, they pay the money and they go along. Maybe some of these football teams would prefer they got a better class of fan, but hey, come on, it is what it is. And football, you know, ultimately, this guy's not going to be judged on his sexual activities and his proclivities. He's going to be judged on the number of times he scores goals. So that's what it should be all about. This should be a celebration of a young man doing well in football. But instead, they've taken it. They've wrapped it up. They've wrapped it up in the LGBTQ plus wrapper. And now they're pushing publicity for him in mainstream press. Across the piece, actually, he's got a lot of press out of this one here. So that probably adds to his value. And I'm sure any team that employs him would be particularly careful to make sure that nothing untoward might happen to him, lest someone shout an offensive term at him. Now, I wish people wouldn't do that. But then I wish people on the whole were just that bit kinder anyway. But they're not. A lot of them aren't. So there you have it anyway. Britain's first or second ever gay footballer being hailed by Boris Johnson as inspirational, declaring that he's going to fight the scourge of homophobia in the UK. And honestly, just to put it bluntly, it's just so much balls.